Thanks for tuning in to The 21st. I'm Nyla Boodoo. Today we're talking about Illinois and President Trump's executive order on immigration. Those orders signed on Friday suspends nationals of Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen from entering the U.S. for 90 days. It also indefinitely bans Syrian refugees from entering the U.S., suspending all refugee admissions for 120 days. While there are tens of thousands of people who were demonstrating in the streets this weekend, there were other protests, too. As of Monday morning, more than 12,000 academics and researchers in the United States, including 40 Nobel laureates, signed a petition against this executive order. About 125 of those people were from Illinois universities. It said, in part, the people whose status in the U.S. would be reconsidered under this executive order are our students, friends, colleagues, and members of our community. The University of Illinois has one of the country's largest international student populations. A statement from University of Illinois System President Timothy Killeen this morning to students, faculty, and staff said that they are greatly concerned about the negative consequences for members of our community and their family arising from this order. They said, "We want to assure you we are monitoring events closely. We're working with other universities, national organizations, legal counsel, and government officials to support and protect all of our international faculty, visiting scholar, and students." Salah Al-Gaithi is a PhD student in communications at the University of Illinois. He's from Yemen, and he's in studio with me. Hi, Salah. Welcome to The 21st. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
I know that this ban turned something as simple as going home to visit your family into something that would be very risky, putting your PhD at risk. But I also guess that it's not just being from Yemen that's making you feel unsafe right now. And I'm thinking about the horrific events last night in Quebec City at the mosque, six people killed during evening prayer. So I guess my first question is just, how are you doing? How are you feeling right now?
It was awkward to start the weekend at around 5 p.m. on Friday, learning about the new executive order. I was like, does that mean I'm not welcome in the country anymore? How are my students going to look at me, going to think about me? How are my colleagues going to deal with me? Is anybody going to appreciate the situation I am in or not? And then just minutes later, I got this email from the head of the International Student Scholar Services Office, and he was like, everybody is welcome on campus. You're here legally. Let us know if we can help in any way. That helped make me feel a little better, but I still was concerned about my own safety and the safety of my family. So a million thoughts crossed my mind at that point, and I am concerned not only about my inability to come back in case I leave the country on a temporary basis. I'm also concerned about my safety, as I said. What happened in Quebec last night, what happened in Texas 2 days ago when they burnt the Islamic Center to the ground. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. But if things are going to escalate in that direction, it is difficult to anticipate what might happen in the near future.
And you are getting your PhD here. Do you feel like you're worried also not just about your PhD and the process of getting your PhD academically, but then I guess also your family, because your family lives here?
Absolutely. Yes. So in case I have to leave the country for whatsoever reason, for family-related reasons, for research purposes, I might not be able to come back and get my degree. And when I go home and not be able to come back, and then people start asking me, did you say that the United States was a hospitable country? I was like, of course, yes. And then I don't know what I'm going to be able to say now after what's happening.
How many more years do you have before you finish your PhD?
I just started this fall, so I'm looking at 4 more years to go.
And I guess it's a difficult question to ask now. What happens after those 4 years are over? Is this a country right now you feel like you want to stay in?
That's always an option. I would love to stay, absolutely. But at this point, I'm questioning even my ability to continue my program at the University of Illinois. But when I came here, yes, absolutely. I was considering the opportunity of me getting a job here after I graduate. But now it's just difficult to.
What do you want people to know about, people who are listening to this? What else do you want them to know about this situation that you and so many other people are in right now in the U.S.?
I want them to know that we appreciate all the support and solidarity we get from the American people. But not everybody back home knows of this. There are people who only know what the media tells them. And if people are banned from coming into the U.S. and interacting with the American people and not through media, they won't be able to tell people back home what America is really like, what the American people are really like. And so if we keep people from Yemen and the Middle East outside the United States, they won't be able to understand how beautiful life here is and how great the American people are.
Salah Al-Ghaithi is a PhD student in communications at the University of Illinois. Salah, thank you for taking the time to talk with
us. Thank you for having me here.
In studio with me as well is Brighton Godfrey. He's an associate professor of computer science at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. And Brighton, we're just talking about how this might affect education. You teach computer science where you have students from the countries in question, and it's not just students, it's professors. I'm wondering how you see this affecting your day-to-day job.
It has an immediate effect. There are students from really around the world. Many of them, it's their dream to come to the United States and study, and come to even the University of Illinois in particular and study, since this is one of the top schools in many fields, including computer science. But we are lucky to be one of the top schools, in large part because we get the top talent from the entire world. If we now exclude certain classes of students, that puts the university at a disadvantage in recruiting. And then, you know, more immediately, there are a lot of people's lives that are impacted from that executive order.
I know you were sharing on Facebook about different colleagues, you know, of their lives being impacted, professors from Iran, other family members talking about how much they're worried about not being able to have families visit. And then I also worry about the academic side, because this is part of the petition that was signed saying there's a concern about conferences, people traveling. Are you worried about how much this affects the flow of academic exchange between whether it's in computer science or other industries, how this is going to affect, how if this will isolate U.S. academics?
It will have that effect to some extent. So, and I've worked with multiple students and professors from impacted countries. You know, one of the PhD students that I've worked with finished her PhD, published a paper that was accepted based on that work that she spent years on, and now cannot attend the conference to present that paper. So that is, you know, a negative impact for that person, of course,
for her career,
also for the university.
You're also the co-founder of a tech company, Veriflow, and we've seen over the weekend, we saw companies like Google and Lyft speaking out very clearly against this. How do you see this executive order affecting the tech industry in the U.S.?
Well, I personally know multiple individuals who were graduate students here in the United States, went on to either found a startup or join a startup. One of them has, you know, become a product line at Cisco. And that individual went on to become a faculty member at MIT. There are, you know, many of the students that come here, and I think there are about, you know, from Iran alone, which is the country that sends the largest number of students to the United States from the countries that are affected by the order, over 12,000 students from Iran here in the United States. Many of those students stay after they graduate, and many of them found companies or join startups, join other companies, contribute to the economy, and including, you know, even if we just look within the state of Illinois, if we look at all international students, their contribution to the economy while they're here is estimated about $1.6 billion.
Yeah, and I wonder if you see a broader effect on businesses, the high-tech industry, whether that's Illinois or across the country, in terms of now competing for top talent?
I think it may have that effect, yeah, both a direct effect as well as I would expect that there's some now risk or there will be a perceived risk that others beyond those directly affected by Friday's executive orders may be impacted in the future.
Brighton Godfrey is an associate professor of computer science at the University of Illinois. Thanks for being with me.
Glad to be here.